All right, guys, we got to move on fairly quickly today because we're on a short week. As you know, we're playing on Saturday night against the Lions, and today is Tuesday for us. It's game plan day, and our players will be back in here tomorrow going through a typical Wednesday. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk about Ryan's play and the leadership he provided for you yesterday?
I thought Matt had one of his best games since he's been here. He ran the offense extremely well, exuded a lot of confidence, and I think that permeated around the team. And I think, as you guys know, it's a quarterback-driven league, and you're going to go as your quarterback. And when he plays well, you enhance your chances. And I thought Matt played well in the game yesterday. Again, that's for you guys to talk about. You know, in my mind, Matt is having a great year for us. And there's a lot of things that don't show up on a stat sheet that he's doing very well for our football team.
Do you get a sense of accomplishment with a shutout? And the Giants hadn't been shut out in the regular season since 96.
Well, shutouts are very hard to come by in the in the NFL. They don't come along very often, and when you do accomplish it, for your football team, it's just not the defense. The offense and special teams also were contributing to that outcome as well. But it's a sense of accomplishment because they don't happen very often.
Coach, could you talk about Frank's time at safety? Was that a permanent move, or is he cross-trained now?
Well, Dominic is like our utility infielder, to use a baseball term. He's a guy that can play corner, nickel, and safety for us. And with William Moore down yesterday, again, he was the guy that we had trained all through the week at that safety position in some of our substitution packages in the game yesterday.
Did he play better at that position than he has at?
I think he's a guy that can play all of them fairly well and consistent. He made some plays in the ball game yesterday, and that gives us an opportunity to see younger guys getting snaps. And we still have two games in the regular season, and we will have an opportunity to play in that second season. So we need to have as many healthy bodies as we can and have guys cross trained.
Looking any more promising to have William for Saturday?
Excuse me?
To have William Moore?
Well, William will work out tomorrow with our athletic performance people out on the field. He's been working on the side. We're hoping to get him back out there as quickly as possible, and it's going to really be determined how his rehab run goes tomorrow. I have not been notified, but it's pretty much standard operating procedure that when there's a UNR penalty, that there will be some type of league action. But again, that's something that we don't talk about in terms of what and when it happens.
Is that league action or league review?
League review. Excuse me. That's probably a better way to put it. The league will review all of the UNR. Penalties, the unnecessary roughness penalties.
Can you talk about Harry Douglas, Coach? He 83 yards this season high and had a couple big plays there to keep things going for you.
He really did. He had one in the first half down the left sideline on their side of the field, and then he had the seam route on third down. We got the perfect look that we were looking for, and Harry did a nice job running the route, and Matt was able to deliver the ball. So, Harry had his most productive game. Harry's a guy that we feel has a very good skill set, obviously, and he's a guy that deserves to get his touches. Sometimes we don't get the opportunity to get him the ball because it's going other places.
Joe Holly, his situation, I guess he's eligible.
Yeah, Joe Holly will be back on the practice field tomorrow.
marbles. Somebody's right? Gonna go.
I'm sorry.
Lamar, were those Lamar Holmes' first snaps on offense? What position was he playing?
Lamar got action at a number of different spots yesterday for us. Actually, he played in our heavy package, so he lined up as a tight end in our heavy package. And then he also got to play some offensive tackle as well. So it was good to be able to get him some of his first snaps. We also got an opportunity to get Peter work at center. So those are all beneficial situations for us as we finish out the season.
Matt only threw 28 times. Running game, though. No big explosive plays, but you satisfied with the run game? Still room for improvement?
Oh, there's definitely room for improvement across the board. Mike, it was nice to get going. I thought that we set the tempo early with our run game, and it goes hand in hand. When you're able to run the football, they have to start committing more resources to the run, and it opens up some of the pass game. We got some looks that we really liked based on running the ball effectively and efficiently in the first quarter of the ball game.
Giants are known for their pass rush, and it seemed like you guys did a lot of stuff with the end of rounds and backfield action and screen passes. Was the game plan good in that way?
I thought our offensive staff did a great job of putting a game plan together in terms of neutralizing the defensive line. That was the number one offensive must, was that we were going to have to neutralize the defensive line, and there's many ways to do it. I thought our offensive line did a very good job winning their one-on-one battles, but we did some things formationally and in terms of how we put plays together that I think helped us as well. But it was an outstanding effort by our offensive line yesterday.
Did Coach Cutter's finger get stuck on the draw button there yesterday?
Again, that is a group that can rush the passer. There's many ways to stop or slow down a pass rush. And the play that you mentioned is one way that you can try to slow it down.
I had a research assignment from the editor here. Trying to get numbers on the importance of momentum going into the playoffs. Is that a game you can build on, since you are in the playoffs and carry that momentum in there?
Well, momentum is, I think, is very important. Sometimes it's difficult to measure and quantify it and put a number on it. Momentum is kind of like you use the word momentum, you use the word passion, you use the word purpose. Sometimes that you can't really define those. But, I guess you can define them, but you can't quantify them. And I think it's important that you're playing efficiently and effectively in December and January. And I think that's what every team is striving for. I think over the last two seasons, the teams that were playing well in December and got really rolling were the teams that had the most success and were the teams that ultimately were the world champions. So I think momentum is very important.
In 2000, you guys in Baltimore went in seven straight. I had that patch of three losses there.
Yep.
And rebounded from that and didn't lose again.
Yeah, that was a unique experience in terms of having really five games where we didn't score an offensive touchdown and to keep the team together. We won two of those five games where we didn't score an offensive touchdown, and then we got on a roll. And it's when you start talking about tournament games, it's all about winning that game. And if you don't win, then you go home. There's definitely a conclusion where when you're playing through the season, it's a 16-game season, it's a little bit different.
Most of your players, if not all, were downplaying suggestions about this being a statement game. Actually, I'm sure that came from you, but when you look at their postseason pedigree, was that an important game or a statement game for your team's postseason
profit? Well, it was an important game for our football team for the next for the next 3 weeks. We're playing for a whole lot. There's still a lot of things that have to be determined in terms of seeding for the playoffs. That was, to me, was two teams that were playing for a whole lot. You know, I don't like to use the terms, you know, statement games or revenge games. It's all about going out there and competing and knowing that the outcome is important. And I think in December, at the end of the season, the outcome is much more important. As I said, people don't remember what you do in September and October. It's all about December and January.
Coach, you used to talk a lot about process here.
Yes.
2008, 2009. It's still a process, right? I mean, that's the – everybody, I think, sometimes wants it, there to be some finality to it or some kind of arrival. But it's still a moving progress, right?
It's an ongoing process. I think anytime you're putting together, a team and you're in an athletic competition, it is a process and it's ever changing. It changes from week to week. Our roster was different this week than it was last week. We were playing it, and the team we were playing's roster was different. And I think those dynamics are what make the game so interesting. But it is an ongoing process. We're striving as a team to play the perfect game. We played a better game yesterday, but we still are far, far away from being a perfect game. And we're striving. That's what we're striving to do, is to try to play a perfect game. I don't know that we'll ever do it, and I don't think anybody ever has.
Tom Coughlin mentioned more than once, even though the numbers didn't really jump out that big, about inability to stop your running game. What did you see from that encouragement?
It was very encouraging, and all four of our backs that touched the ball yesterday, I thought, did a very nice job. I thought the offensive line blocked well. Mike Cox, our fullback, did a nice job when he was the lead blocker. Our tight ends were involved with it as well in some of the cross action. And when you're running the ball effectively and efficiently, sometimes it really doesn't matter who the back is. And I think yesterday, all four of the backs did some very good things. It was nice to see in that four-minute mode Jason Snelling to have the success that he had, running the clock out. We got Antone Smith a touch or two, and, he's a guy that deserves some touches as well. And, again, when you've got all those guys, you got to try to figure out how you're going to get them all touches.
How did Mike Cox's flip grade out on the film review?
No comment. I know I'm not supposed to say that. Mike's.
But yeah. It looked like he sold out. The team drew some energy from that play.
Oh yeah, no, Mike. Mike. Mike's a very emotional player, and he's well thought of in our locker room. He's got a job that there's not a whole lot of glory that comes with it. I thought he made a nice catch there in the flat.
Do you ever look back at the schedule and say, I'm glad that we played that team when we did instead of now?
Well, you don't, simply because it's kind of like looking at the schedule before you play any of the games. Man, this is a hard schedule. The Falcons have a real hard schedule. Well, the league changes. A hard schedule at the beginning of the year may be an easy schedule, and an easy schedule, at least the way people are predicting the season to go, ends up being a hard schedule. And you never know. So you try not to, you try to focus on the next game. And right now we've got to flip the page here as quick as we can and get to the Detroit Lions.
Talking about that, you now playing on Saturday. You played on a Thursday, a Monday, a Sunday, now a Saturday. Has that had any kind of dimension of difficulty in just playing in a regimented sport, never being able to really have a regimen?
Well, it does. We are all creatures of habits. I think the thing that's most important as a coach is that you make sure that your players know what their schedule is going to be, and we talk about it about 2 or 3 weeks in advance when there's going to be a change. So the guys know that they're only going to have one day's rest before they got to come out and have a Wednesday's practice. So we're going to have to adjust our Wednesday practice. Our Wednesday practice will be a lot more jog through than a typical practice. But When you're having success, and we've been very fortunate, especially over the last 3 years, you're going to have those Thursday night games, Monday night games, Sunday night games, and in this case, it's a Monday night game being played on Saturday because it's on Christmas Eve. You've got to be able to adjust to that because the good teams and the teams that are going to be relevant year in and year out are usually the ones that get an opportunity to play in those time slots.
Having said that, I mean, I know that when people talk about the process of a short week, it's usually after a bad loss. I mean, can it kind of work for the win you guys are coming off of that you really have to force yourself to move on to the next team quicker than you would on a Sunday?
Well, I think our guys have done a good job for the most part all season long about putting the last game behind them. The outcome of the previous game is going to really have no bearing on the next game. And we know we have to put this one behind us because we are short a day. So I think it can be advantageous. Physically, it's going to be demanding. That was a very physical football game. The New York Giants are probably one of the most physical teams in all of football. But it's probably a good, it can be a good thing because you've got to move on and you have, one less day in your preparation. So it gets heightened. Your preparation does.
Thank you.